Taken?
No. Right now it's 71 degrees here at DC 101. All right, we got this lady on the line here. Which one is she on? The one with the problems? All right, I got it. Yeah, all right, running by me now, baby.
Well, first of all, I'm one of those ugly women that you sing about.
You are very ugly, why?
Well, I mean, I'm one of those big, you know, big ugly women.
Well, how big are you, baby? Let's get some idea of the proportions we're talking. How tall are you?
About 5'4".
How much do you weigh?
250.
Yeah. My God.
Well, no, that's only one problem. The other problem is I'm 42.
42 years of age.
Yeah, and there's this 22-year-old guy at work that's just driving me crazy.
Is he nice looking?
Oh, yeah.
Well, baby, can I be totally frank with you?
Pardon?
Most guys aren't like me. Most guys don't get into some big beef, you know?
Yeah, I know. That's my problem.
So what's going to happen is there's no way you're ever going to get a piece of that man's behind, baby.
You think?
I don't think so.
Well, I sure
was. He's 22 years old. Look at the facts here. He's 22 years old and good looking.
Yeah.
And you're 40-something years old.
Two.
42 years old. You're 20 years older than the guy. You got your 250 pounds.
Old enough to be his mother.
And yet you want him.
Yes.
Well, if I were you, I'd go for broke.
Yeah?
I'd just grab him one day and say, look. You know, it could be it's been a while. You know, he might be having a dry spell himself. He might just take you just for the sake of, you know, any port in the storm, as it were.
Yeah, you're probably right.
You know, so you might be able to just, I think if you would just
go for broke.
Huh?
Go for broke.
Corner him one day. Just get him against the wall. Lord knows you have enough girth to hold him there. And just start rubbing against him. And say, look, I want you. There's no questions asked here. There'll be no entanglements. I want you. And then just take him. And when you set up the rendezvous, make sure one of you brings at least 5 pounds of flour, all right?
Uh-oh, 5 pounds of flour.
5 pounds of flour.
What for?
Just so he can find that thing. Keep in mind, baby. No offense, but you are an ugly one. But don't you worry, because there's guys like me out there that love it. Oh, I ain't saying I've turned down pretty women. All I'm saying is that every now and then, you get tired of that same old run-of-the-mill. You like something really nasty and disgusting. You like something really flavorful. I don't want to say you'll eat oysters every day, but every now and then, you can eat about 3 dozen. You know what I'm saying? You don't want them every day, but every now and then, you can eat 3 dozen. It's the same with a big old woman like that. Now, a lot of guys listening think, oh, my God. But there's a few guys out there saying, Grease, I know just what you mean. Because with an ugly woman, you don't worry about, number one, how good you do, whether or not your socks got holes in them, whether or not you can prolong your hobble for a long time. It don't matter. She's just glad to be there. She's just glad to be receiving that thing. And, buddy, that's some of the sweetest hobble you'll ever have. Keep rolling, rolling, rolling. Keep them sweat hogs rolling. Keep them sweat hogs rolling, rawhide. Don't try to understand them. Just rope and tie and brand them. Soon we'll be riding high and wide. Oh, my heart's calculating. My true love will be waiting. Be waiting at the end of my ride. Head him up, move him out. Head him up, move him out. Head him up, head him up, head him up, move him out. Head him up, move him out, roll high. Yeah! Now, the problem with him is that it's fun when you're wallering with them. I mean, you can't believe it. Your olfactory sense is going nuts as you just grab a sea of quivering flesh. The problem is in the aftermath. After you've achieved your Shangri-La, then you can't stand them. Then you just can't conceive of what you've done. I mean, it's fun while you're there, and it's fun while you're galloping. But once you've achieved Shangri-La, it's like you just want to say, my God, look at what I've done here. This is, And then they always want to kiss you afterwards, you know? I mean, you had enough time kissing him before, but then after it's, he just can't. They always want to stick that tongue at you. And it's just, get out the door. Get out the door. Jeez. You know, it's like you wish you could hit a button. The second you achieve your Shangri-La, you hit a button and a chute opens at the bottom of the bed and shoom, right onto the parking lot. I know the feeling. It's horrible, and you hate yourself until they get out the door. And you take the sheets and burn them in the backyard. But I have a system now, finally, after years. You know, I don't do this all the time, but every now and then, every 6 to 8 months, you know, you get the urge for a real beast. But the problem is the aftermath. What do you do then? Well, I keep a jar of chloroform. I keep a jar of chloroform by the bed, and I soak a rag with it. Now, the second I achieve my Shangri-La, I bury my face in that chloroform-soaked rag. Yeah. And I'm unconscious till about 3 hours go by, and then normally by then they've left. Yeah, of course, one time I made the mistake. I woke up, she was gone. Had a slight headache from the chloroform. I was still glistening. Oh, God, it was awful, awful. So I stepped out my backyard so I could get a breath of fresh air, and it was awful what happened. Oh, God. The next day in the paper, the headline ran, "Naked man chased by swarm of flies." Ah! Hey, you pop.